Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Jesus only. Matthew chapter 17, verse 8. When they lifted their eyes, they saw only Jesus. Jesus took three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, up on a mountain. And while he was there, suddenly, they were stunned and were blinded by the holiness of God. And as they opened their eyes, they saw that Jesus was not alone. They had gone up with Jesus only, but now suddenly here was Moses and Elijah speaking with Jesus. Have you ever wondered how they knew who Moses and Elijah were? I'm sure they did not have name tags to identify themselves. And to me, it gives us a little glimpse of what it will be like when we're in eternity. We will know everyone who ever lived. We will ourselves be able to identify Moses and Elijah, Paul, Barnabas, all of the saints of all of the ages. But above all, we will know our Savior, Jesus. And they saw only Jesus when their eyes were opened. They knew that they had been in an experience that was difficult or even impossible to identify. Think about being able to see those saints of the past ages, Moses and Elijah. What a stunning experience this was. But then they saw only Jesus, and that was far greater than anything that they could even imagine. The ones who had been their heroes, as they had been taught across the days of their life, were placed in the right order when their eyes were suddenly opened and they heard that voice from heaven. This is my beloved Son. I am pleased with him. And their eyes were open and they saw only Jesus. It's easy to get our eyes on people and situations around us when, in effect, what we need to do is have a new experience of seeing Jesus only in our lives. We need to spend time in the Word of God, recognizing that the Savior who came into the world to save sinners such as we is the Savior who opens our eyes to see the truth of the Word of God. My prayer for myself, as well as for all of those who listen to my voice, is that we will see Jesus only, that our eyes might be open to see his hand at work in our life, that we might be aware that God is using the things that Jesus taught by the life that he lived, enabling us to live the life that he desires for us to live for him. Might the words we speak and the life that we live show forth the Spirit of Jesus to those around us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, we're mindful that, Lord, we fall so far short of being the true servants that you desire for us to be. But help us, like babes learning to walk, take one step at a time, and then holding your hand, learn what it is to follow after you. Never in our own strength, but by your strength. Let the words of our mouth be your words. Let the walk that we walk be the walk that you cause us to walk. Let us never take too casually the task that you have set before us, but recognize that we have been given a mighty, mighty work. Perhaps it's only to one person, but let us strive to be the kind of people you want us to be for that one person that we are called to minister to. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.